Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So glad you guys decided to join me. We're starting a new teaching, and I hope you had a chance to listen to the previous teaching, which had to do with the words that we speak. And the title was, We Can Bless or We Can Curse with Our Words. And hopefully every now and then we can be reminded of that and be rooted in knowing that how powerful and effective our words can be for ourselves, the words that we speak to ourselves and even to people around us, to our loved ones, and the fruit that will come from that, whether it's good or bad. So hopefully that teaching helped you guys kind of reframe your mind and being careful as to next time when something comes out of our mouth, we will check and see, will this bless the other person? Will it bless me? Will it make things better? So anyway, if you haven't listened to that, I highly encourage you to go back and listen to that teaching. But I'm starting a new teaching, and this teaching I'm going to name it, I Want a New Life Now. And the reason I'm titling it this way, it's because I'm running into a lot of people, friends, just, you know, people in my life that I encounter that they just seem they're just, it feels like that they're in some kind of bondages and stranded and strapped, and they feel like they're powerless and they can't make any changes about their lives. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes life does get to a point where you've taken on so much or so much has come against you that it just feels so heavy. It feels like such a heavy burden, and you feel like, I don't want this anymore. I can't do this anymore, and I want to run away. And to be honest with you guys, my friend and I used to make a joke, sometimes we still do, as to let's run away. I'll meet you at the airport. We'll go to Italy. We'll go to Tuscany, you know, get a beautiful house, and we'll pick from olive trees, and we'll figure it out once we're there. So in other words, just let's just like drop all of our responsibility and run away. And of course, obviously it was a joke, but my point is sometimes people feel that way where they feel like they've like been pushed against the wall and there's nothing else they can do. And everything, it just feels so heavy. Everything feels like I can't take care of this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't fight this battle anymore. And why do I have to do it anyway? Right? You get to a point where you're like, I'm over it. I've definitely been there many times, but the good news is that we don't have to live this life alone, that that God has given us Holy Spirit to, not only Holy Spirit, but if you guys have not listened to previous teaching about angels, we each have our own personal guardian angel that not only guards us and protects us, but also strengthens us. So, excuse me. So we need to be reminded of that. But this whole teaching is about that, when we feel like we're so under pressure, that we're so, we're so reached a point where we just don't want to do it anymore. And we just become bitter and resentful and angry, is why is it me? Why me all the time? Why do I have to do all this? How come I'm not getting any help from anyone? How come God is not helping me? How come things are not changing? I can't do this on my own. So we've all reached a point where we felt that way. And I think this is where we have to learn about not only our identity in Christ, but really what's the benefit? What's the benefit of being a Christian? How does it benefit me? I mean, are we just like checking off something, you know, on our to-do list when we go to church, or we tithe, or we do our duty as a Christian, whatever that may be, or we volunteer and we're just like, okay, I did that, you know, that part is taken care of, now let me focus on the rest of my life. I don't think so. I think I've been in churches and I've been in small groups where I have seen that, where you come and go and you learn, you come to teachings and study teachings, and really nothing changes in your life. And I don't know if you're the person who does go to church or not, or who listens to a teaching or not, but I highly, highly recommend, if you're in that place where your life is not changing, where everything is the same, or sometimes it's even getting worse, you're not living the life that Christ died for you to live. You're not leveraging that help, that source of power that's available for you to take on and to use. You're just waiting for help to arrive. You're just waiting for things to change, because you yourself feel powerless to do anything. And I think that's where we have to understand, what does it mean to have our identity in Christ? What does it mean to have the Holy Spirit? Because honestly, if nothing is changing in your life, I would say switch churches. listen to different teachings. Ask God to reveal to you why. Why isn't this situation getting better? Why isn't the things that you don't have control over, right? I think that's what how we cause ourselves stress, because we try to change things that we don't have control over. And some things we do have, not control, but maybe we have power to influence. We just don't know how to go about it. And again, that's still when we consult with God, and He sends us information. He sends us people. He sends us wisdom to know how to deal with it. So I'm talking from my own experience, where I have walked with God for, some time now, many, many years. And I've learned when we're cornered, when we feel like the pressure is too much, when we feel like I can't do this anymore, or why me? I've learned that when you turn to God, He's just imagine Him as a real person, which He is a real person, but He's a spirit that steps in, that has the resources, has the wisdom, has the knowledge, has the power, knows the people, has the finances, whatever you need, He will step in and help you. I've experienced that honestly every time I've turned to Him, He has helped me. And it might not be help instantly. It may not have been overnight or that week or that month, but He has always worked behind the scenes, and that's how it's built my faith to trust Him and to expect Him to help me, like next time I need help. So I just have a heart that goes out to people who are Christians, who are believers, but they're really not enjoying the fruit of that life, the fruit of being a Christian, being a follower of Christ, being sons and daughters of God, which really sets you so high above everybody else. As far as, when I say everybody else who chooses not to accept Christ, who chooses not to believe, who chooses not to follow, it sets you above them, because you have access to the throne of grace. That's what the Bible says, right? Hebrews 4:16, it says, this is the confidence we have. It says that we can access the throne of grace in full assurance of receiving mercy and finding grace in our time of need. The Bible says that this is a sure thing, that now that you're in Christ, you can go before the creator of the world and ask. And He's saying, in response to you asking, He will what? He will give you grace and mercy in your time of need. He will give you what you need, the ability to do things you can't do on your own. He will send you help. He will encourage you. Whatever it is, He promises that He will answer you, that you won't be left alone. And you might say, well, then why is it when I pray, He doesn't answer? Nothing changes. Nothing. Everything's the same. Everything is still on me. Well, it's because we don't really know the law, the spiritual laws. We don't really know that we sometimes... things happen to us and we have no control over it. Sometimes we're attacked by the enemy, but sometimes we're part of the problem. Sometimes we say or do or take actions that causes us the problem, and we're not aware of it. We're kind of deceived in thinking it's not me. It's nothing I did. It's nothing I said. It's the other person. And I think when you get close to God, He will put that mirror in front of you and you will say, oh shoot, yeah, I did do that. I did do that. I did say that. I did. And honestly, I think I think it's very empowering when people admit they made a mistake, when people admit to their faults, because now you're in a position to change yourself. Now you're in a position to make adjustments, because as long as we hold on and say, it's not my fault, I didn't do it, we're not going to change. Therefore, change is not going to come. So being in a vulnerable position where we can be honest and not be afraid, I think it's a powerful position, and it's a place of change and receiving God's blessings. But I want to continue talking about our identity, and, you know, it's interesting. I think there's some great movies out there that have shown the effects of identity theft. And then also there's some movies that show when people go into the witness protection program, which means they take on somebody else's identity, like they completely strip themselves of who their identity is, and they take on someone else's identity and new identity. They're like in a new house, new neighborhood, new identification cards, new everything. And it's not their real name, it's not their real identity, right? Why? Because, like, let's say they're being protected from an enemy out there who's going to attack them. And I feel like that's sometimes us. We try to take on a new identity, try to protect ourselves. That's not really us. We don't even, like, we're trying to protect ourselves from the enemy. But I think once we truly understand what does it mean to really to be in that relationship with the living God, how can we receive his help? And what's our part? Like, how can we do it? Life gets a lot easier. Like, we still have problems. We still have issues. We still get attacked. But it's not going to, how do I say it? It's not going to steal your joy and peace as it would someone who's not a follower of Christ and who doesn't know what's going on. So you can still enjoy your life. You can still have peace and you can still have hope, even when things don't look great, even when you're being attacked, because you're, put it this way, you're a little child hiding behind your parent, your daddy, who's so powerful and big, and he's saying, let me handle it. Get behind me. I'll handle it for you. How do you like that? Don't you want to live that life? You know, that when children rely on their parents, they have no fear. They think their parents can accomplish anything, do anything, protect them, provide for them, meet their needs and desires, right? That's how our Heavenly Father wants us to be with him, to rely on him. When we run into trouble, he wants us to go to him and say, what do I do? How do I do this? Help me, right? So this is really what this teaching is about. I think you guys will enjoy it. I think we'll go over some stuff that has us stuck in a corner where we feel like it's not me, it's not my fault, but maybe we can hold that mirror against ourselves and say, okay, this part I can fix, that part I can fix, that the other part is not truly not me, and I don't know how to fix that. But again, by you surrendering it to God and doing what he's telling you to do, you at least you will have peace and you will have joy and you will have that full life that God plan for you to have on earth. And just remember, just because we're a follower of Christ doesn't mean we're not going to have trouble. Jesus himself said, you know, in this world you will have trouble. Take heart, I have overcome the world. So he did prepare us for that, right? So in other words, he's saying, you're not going to go to the battle alone. I'll go with you and I'll handle it. You know, you just come with me and you trust me. So anyway, I think we have a really exciting teaching ahead of us. So hopefully you'll join me on the next teaching on this subject of I need a new life now, and hope it'll change our mindset and draw us closer to God to a point where we can let go of things, let him handle it, and enjoy the benefits of it. So until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.